Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
As we know right now, Daniel Bryan is not going to AEW. However, he is a free agent, and when he does decide on his future, you would have to be mad as a hatter to not want him in your company. I mean, not only is he a bona fide main eventer, but he is one of those wrestlers that when you hear Daniel Bryan's going here, you take the remote controller, you pay a lot of money, because you want to see what he's going to do. If he were to go to All Elite Wrestling, though, I think it should be quite soon, because here's how Daniel Bryan should indeed debut in AEW. We're about to do some fantasy booking. You're already mad in the comments. Let us go. Right, on May 30th, 2021, AEW is running its Double or Nothing pay-per-view, and on that card, we are getting the Casino Battle Royale. It's got the likes of Matt Hardy, Dustin Rhodes, Christian Cage, Jungle Boy, and a bunch of others. But as always, we also have the Joker wildcard spot. And if we're going on the past, this will be a surprise. I mean, in 2019, it was Adam Page and Mercedes Martinez. In 2020, it was Matt Sydal. And we also had that spin-off, Casino Ladder Match, which also had a position like this. And out came Brian Cage. These are some pretty top-tier names and instantly recognizable to somebody like the AEW fan base. But like everything in life too, you can't keep going in the other direction. Now you've just got to get higher and higher and higher. So you better have a good old surprise up your ass. So I'm sure you can already see where this is going. But if it was Daniel Bryan who was going to fill that spot, not only would you absolutely melt down the internet, but if he did win, much as always, he would then get a coin, whatever the hell you receive, that he could cash in for a world championship match. And all of a sudden, you know the deal, you are getting excited all down in your tum-tum. Now you may be thinking a couple of things. Simon, you're crazy. Why wouldn't they advertise his arrival to begin with? And that's a very good point. But you're also probably saying this is too much too soon. But that, my friends, is the whole point. For starters, let's just say that the last two people in this battle royal are Brian and Jungle Boy. There you've got a contest, even a mini one, that you never thought you'd ever see. And while, yes, Jungle Boy would get a bigger rub by eliminating him, you're still going to get something about tangling with the American Dragon. So even when he does grab the boy from the jungle and chucks him over the top rope, we will have memories that will last a lifetime. Anyway, Daniel does throw him out and Jungle Boy goes back to the woods or whatever he does. And then on the corresponding Dynamite, Daniel walks to the ring, he gets a microphone and said, "That's right, I've won this spangly new toy, and you better believe that I'm going to use it to right now secure a match against Kenny Omega for the AEW world title." Once again, the audience goes nuts. Reddit can't stop talking about it. Water will come out of our eyes. We are having a good old wrestling time. You can't just get to Omega these days, though, because he's got a bunch of goons around him. But that's absolutely fine as well, because you can put the Good Brothers in his way. And then, well, Daniel Bryan could team with an Orange Cassidy. He could re-team with Jungle Boy, or just pick any of AEW's up-and-coming stars and put that in the position. Or if you don't want to keep it main event heavy, go out there and get somebody like Jon Moxley, because then once again you're tying into this rhetoric of, oh, it's Daniel Bryan and Dean Ambrose, don't pretend you wouldn't do it. Doesn't really matter, because Bryan and his chosen partner would take out Gallows and Anderson, and then you have to move into the Young Bucks. Now, we've already proven in the past that either Matt or Nick Jackson will have the very occasional singles match on a Dynamite, so that's what you can do here. Do you remember when Nick Jackson fought Rey Fénix and it's all we spoke about for weeks? Well, let's say we took Nick Jackson again and we put him against Daniel Bryan. And as you can see, we are just ticking matches off that's going to make us jump with joy. And even if you do it the other way and you do it with Matt Jackson, well, I still think you're ticking a massive box. That is not a euphemism. Every time I talk about boxes, people go, he's talking about his penis. No, I am not. The Yes Man ruins all of these guys, though, because of course he does, and because we love him and we want his children, before heading into All Out 2021, which I presume will be in Chicago, where indeed he does stand toe-to-toe with the cleaner. You're probably going to pull a mega buy rate for that one, for obvious reasons. And in the interim, AEW has proved time and time again they can come up with little narratives and little story bits to keep it going so you don't get too far ahead of yourself. But the real kicker is when we get to this event and we do Omega versus Daniel Bryan, if you can believe it, Daniel Bryan loses. Really, we should keep it to a single one-winged angel and then a 1-2-3, but if you want to involve shenanigans with the Elite, that will be fine. But at the end of the day, it has to be Kenny Omega winning and Daniel Bryan losing because he got hit by a maneuver that is named after a Final Fantasy theme song. So then Kenny keeps the belt and keeps reminding us that only one person has kicked out of his finishing move, that being Kota Ibushi, because as we move into 2020, when the world opens up again, you do that much Kenny versus Kota, probably do it in Madison Square Garden, and once again, we just keep heading down this awesome path. Now you're probably asking yourself, well, Simon, what the hell does Daniel Bryan do next? Well, it's nice and simple. He leaves AEW. That's right, he has a four-month run, and then he goes through his own door, much like you would have done back in the days with the territories. And the reason for that is because he's off to fight elsewhere. Maybe it's Impact Wrestling, maybe it's Ring of Honor, maybe it's CMML, maybe it's AAA, maybe it's New Japan. But Bryan has always gone on about the fact that if he ever were to leave WWE, he doesn't just want to go to one promotion and fight all their guys. He wants to go there, he wants to go here, he wants to go up, he wants to go down. Anywhere that will book him, he wants to have the opportunity to take it. So let's do that. Let's make him an end-of-level boss who does go on these pilgrimages and gives us matches that we've always wanted to see. It means you can do Bryan versus Andrade, it means you can do Bryan versus Jacob Fatu, it means you can do Bryan versus Moose, it means you're gonna do Bryan versus Okada, and because of the world we live in, it's never going to be hard to see any of these because they will be streamed around the universe, and sure, when the time is right, Tony Khan can call him up, and back he comes to AEW. The point of all of this, however, is to take advantage of the situation. Daniel Bryan isn't a guy you need to bring in and start building and telling people, oh my God, he's one of the best wrestlers in the world. We already know that. The majority of these companies are already well aware, so while it would be, once again, fantastic if he did sign for AEW, that's not as fun, and maybe even bigger than that, it's not that revolutionary. Because let's be honest, why bring him in and then wait and wait and wait before putting it up against somebody like Kenny Omega? That's not what you want. You want to see it, so let's just seize the day and get it done. Hell, if you want to put it on AEW Rampage, I could also understand that. It's a brand new show, you want to make sure people watch it, and you do that with big time matches. It would also establish this idea that the damn door is now open and some people are going to come and go as they please, and that's just going to leave you wanting more, because if there's one thing that wrestling's very good at, is running things into the ground. Everybody also has a shelf life, and it stands to reason that even with this new hour of programming, AEW is still going to struggle a little bit to showcase their new stars, so bring the big boys in, increase your audience, but always make sure underneath the foundations bubbling away is a brand new bunch of wrestlers who have the potential to smash through. Plus, after we've had this big hoo-ha at the top of the card, and Bryan does come back, you can do Bryan versus MJF. You can do Bryan versus Sammy Guevara. You can do Bryan versus Jungle Boy. You can do Bryan versus Luchasaurus. A dragon versus a dinosaur. Once again, where would you like me to put the money? I will shove it right there. Also, can you imagine if we did Daniel Bryan versus Rey Fénix? I've actually watched the whole thing convinced that somebody was going to die. The flexibility is there though, and if it does work and you are able to pull it off, not only have you changed the game, but you have also given the fans, you, me, and everybody else watching, exactly what we wanted. So yes, this was just me being a massive wrestling nerd and a massive wrestling fan, but we all do this. We get these ideas in our head, and we don't really think about them, and we just vomit them up. That's where we're about right now. Basically, I just want as many Daniel Bryan matches as I possibly can, and as we learn the older that we get, the clock, it is ticking. I didn't mean to end it as terrifyingly as I just did, but with all that said, it's still true. Time is coming for us all.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.